There was plenty of cutting ice with chainsaws, moving it with huge forklifts, and scraping pretty designs into it at the ice park.
I like this part a lot better than the old one. Everything's a little bit tighter together. It looks a little bit more homey. It's not so wide open. We're all going to be back in the trees carving, which is going to be a nice ambiance.
That's Daniel Howell from South Carolina. This is the third year he has come for the competition, but he was also participating in the Boot Camp, a teaching institute Ice Alaska opened to carvers both amateur and experienced. He and Jake Bindersek were pouring water through a fire hose to make an ice rink. The kids' park is ready, and carvers can turn their attention now to the three professional competitions, which are timed. The single block carving, in which one person has 36 hours to make a sculpture, is open to 20 people. The two block contest is for teams of two people to make a sculpture in about 60 hours. And the multi-block classic lets teams of four people have 5 days to make those huge artworks the event is known for. That's why sculptors come from all over the world.
Day by day, they're all going to start trickling in, and I can't wait to see, you know, my ice brethren and sisters coming in here soon.
Dee Dee Dalen is coordinating a lot of logistics. She says the carvers are looking for the next generation with an ice sculpting class for teenagers.
Then over spring break, we have a youth classic, and we're hoping to get some that want to learn how to work with ice and learn that medium.
Joan Foote and Ross Hansen returned to warm Fairbanks from South Dakota to volunteer for a few months.
I coordinate the sculptor support office, which means that we register everybody and house them or get the houses for them.
One thing she does do that not many people can do, she learns how to pronounce all the names. When you have the Mongolians come over here and they have names with 12 consonants and one vowel, kind of hard to pronounce. Yeah.
Mongolia is one of about 90 countries that have been represented in past competitions. Dalen says the artist's calendar is jammed between now and middle March, and what the park needs now is volunteer support.
For the gift shop, for ticketing, for first aid, for security, weather permitting, will open till the end of March, so we have potential 46 days of volunteer coverage that we need.
The park is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.